All lines are now bridged.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Berry with ONC, and we are starting our annual report work group meeting today. With us is one of our co-chairs, Carolyn Peterson. Erin Meary is away today, and we also have Brett Oliver with us. So thank you for joining, and I'd like to turn it over to Carolyn to kick us off.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning if you're in the western part of the U.S. We are starting to get into the specifics of our annual report planning to bring to the HITECH another annual report based upon the collective knowledge and interest and perspective on what's happening in health IT in the U.S. We have some discussion today about topics, potential topics, and then we may start working on the draft crosswalk that we use to keep the HITECH up to date as to our progress and kind of help us be sure we're on track and really conveying the full interest and perspective of the HITECH. And welcome to Brett Oliver. Brett, thoughts or anything to share as we get started?
No, ma'am. Ready to go.
Great. Well, I think with that, we probably can start bringing up the documents to look at today. We will have a public comment period, I want to say, at 12:50. Does that sound right, Mike?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And if you're moving quicker, then we could move it up a little bit as well.
Okay. And if ONC wants to bring the discussion list of potential topics up to the screen. And Michelle, are you able to help us advance this to the right place in the document? I know we've worked on some of this before.
Yeah, I think our goal for this list right now is to just double check the any text that was in red about next steps so ONC can keep doing the research that we need to do for you. And then the goal is to present this list, but maybe in slide format to the HITECH next month. So we just want to double check if there's any text you'd want to change. It's really the first column that we're presenting next month, and then the other items are more for our own information. Then this information gets transferred into the crosswalk that you can turn to later. So for this document, we're just checking the first column and then any red text in order, probably through the first few pages of the document.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. So with that, it looks like we have red text on the second line of this first page, and I'll read it. On June 2nd, the work group said that we could focus on standards development rather than direct funding and could discuss state incentives further. And this gets at the issue about a need for an incentive and funding structure that aligns incentives for public health data sharing, which is the result of an EHR incentive program without a corresponding public health incentive structure and funding model. I don't think of any changes or further refinements off the top of my head. What do you think, Brett?
Yeah, Carolyn, I agree with you. Have any suggestions to changes.
Okay. And then on the next line, the issue is that public health data is typically divided by disease or condition, rather integrated with clinical data to show a broader picture across diseases and conditions. There's a need to encourage more interaction between the public health and clinical data sets. And the comment from our earlier meeting this month was that the work group would like to learn more and align with any public health data systems task force results. Those draft recommendations will go to the HITECH on July 14, and there should be some vote about what to adopt. So we would know after July 14 how we can proceed with this item in terms of the annual report.
Yeah, I feel good about that, Carol.
Okay. Can we go to the next page, please? And the first item, the issue here is about addressing alignment of incentives and certification programs to encourage an ecosystem-based approach rather than just government mandates to better match EHR and public health data. And here we note that this is falls in the public health target area, but it also engages with other target areas. I'm thinking about privacy and security, interoperability. So that's maybe a note for us internally in terms of thinking about where we put this information in the report. Perhaps we'll have some additional thoughts about that after the Public Health Data Systems Task Force meets and finalizes its work with HITECH in July. And then coming to the next topic, health equity, the issue is to expand health equity phrase to explicitly include healthcare, such as track and share health information to support health and healthcare equity initiatives. And the note here is that in earlier this month, the work group decided to learn more and align with any of those draft recommendations from the Public Health Draft Systems Task Force. So again, I think no action item today. And that is also the case for the next item, a question about whether there should be an ISA section for app ranking, kind of like a consumer reports for apps. This gets at safety and impact of mobile health applications within public health. And then still a further issue, ensuring public health discussions consider future needs beyond the COVID-19 response. I think that gets at the HITECH's concern that what comes out of public health is broader and also more integrated with the clinical environment in a single ecosystem approach.
Sounds like we've got a lot coming after July.
That task force is working pretty hard to try to bring forward a slate of recommendations. Our timeline is quite tight, but I think we have some really good input and discussions from the public health task force. So I think there will be quite a lot to inform this report coming out of that task force.
Agreed.
Then the next one, the topic there would be interoperability across the care continuum. And there was a thought that we should discuss this topic for the moment. The issue here is whether the new federal requirements, like the CMS condition of participation notification requirement, whether they're helping to address existing gaps. Are you still feeling like that's an acceptable way to go forward, Brett?
No, 100%. Yeah, I'm supportive of that.
Okay. Let's take this one off then, going forward. And then scrolling down to the next page, the next topic, interoperability standards, priority uses, which is with closed-loop referrals. That was just a tightening up of that topic a bit. Do you have any further concerns about that, Brent, or any other ideas about how to make that a little more focused?
No, I think that, particularly with the community-based organizations, that's, I think a lot of intra-organizational referral loops are, you know, being worked on, but that's one where I think there's a gap with the community-based organizations. And then when you start moving hospital care to the home, as we've started seeing that, closing that loop is even more challenging when you're bringing in third parties to supply medications and food and transportation. How does that come back and with the order? How do you get the order? So I like the way it is. I think it's about as specific as we could get right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good perspective. I agree with that. And then we come to the topic robotics. This is a topic that has come up in previous years and has been deferred. It's an emerging issue. And what we noted from our discussions earlier this month is that it may still be an emerging issue, and it would be worth taking a look at that and determining whether that goes into this report or is held for 22. And I don't have any different thoughts about that at this point.
Yeah, I think it might be worth revisiting in a couple of months. I certainly think it depends on how you define robotics, because it could be a privacy and security issue. But I like where it's positioned right now.
Yeah, definitely in terms of privacy and security. Maybe we can come back to that in, say, August or September when we get past the public health data systems recommendations and understand the implications of that work on this report.
Yeah, I like that.
The next topic, electronic lab reporting and electronic case reporting. This has to do with some of the issues that are being taken up by the Public Health Data Systems Task Force. And again, our notes from the earlier meeting this month were to hold on this until we see what the recommendations look like. I think that's probably about the only way we could go forward at this point. But I
agree.
I see it definitely as something we would want to leave on the topic list for HITECH.
For sure.
And that brings us to other potential topics based on research. So we have a topic of information exchange to facilitate care and monitoring of patients with long COVID. The concern here is that some patients who've had COVID-19 suffer a diverse spectrum of symptoms for a prolonged period after diagnosis. What's happening with longitudinal data across settings to address their care needs? It falls in the public health area, target area, but we noted that it also cross-cuts with some other areas as well, interoperability and perhaps access. Our note from the June 2nd meeting is that we would like to look at the definition of the condition and how health IT needs might be different than for other chronic conditions, as well as aligning with recommendations that come out of the Public Health Data Systems Task Force. I haven't seen anything since our last meeting to suggest we would handle this any differently.
Yeah, I agree, Carolyn. Still have those same questions.
Okay. I think that, let's see, well, if we scroll way down to page 8, I think there's still yet one more topic where we had some discussion. Okay. And this is the health IT support for the opioid response. The issue there is that health IT is an important tool in addressing the opioid epidemic, which persisted during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is in the interoperability priority area. Earlier this month, we said we want to know more about the impact of the epidemic on the opioid response. I think there's been some general news articles that talk about how the pandemic had made the opioid epidemic worse, and it would bear some looking into to understand how this fits into the annual report.
Yeah, I think it's both. And maybe we mean that in the wording here of the impact of the pandemic, but the pandemic and the response to the pandemic. Anecdotally, you know, we've seen huge increases in the state of Kentucky in overdose deaths within the 7 to 10 days after stimulus checks come out. And so it may not just be health IT data, some kind of financial response data as well, but I think in a little box like that, it's pretty well summarized. I just wanted to make the note that it's sort of the pandemic and the response to it that I think needs to be looked at.
Yeah, that's a great point. It might be that perhaps our research and this report helps to bring to the attention of the National Coordinator and Congress some additional understanding of how they work together and perhaps stimulate some fresh thinking about how to address them through health IT. So with that, I think we have gone through all of the topics in this list of potential topics where there was comment to be reviewed from the last meeting. Do you think we're ready to move on to the crosswalk, Michelle, or is there anything else you'd like from us on this document?
No, this discussion was what we needed, so I appreciate that. And we can move on to the crosswalk.
Okay. And I think on this one, we were going to skip ahead through the first couple pages. Is that right?
Right. You wanted to move to the privacy and security section because we're waiting for that report to come out for public health. So we'll circle back to the public health piece after that happens.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I pulled up a full-size copy of the Word doc on my screen so I can read it because I have to confess I struggle to read what's on the Connect screen.
Yeah, so we'll start with page 4, which clearly doesn't have much on it yet. Public health is taking up a lot of our space the first 3 pages so far. So this is an area that needs work anyway.
Okay.
Privacy and security and patient access and any other emerging issues.
Okay. Why don't we start with what we've got on the page and work from there? So our priority target area here is patient access to information, and the landscape analysis topic is the safety and impact of mobile health applications. The gap is that as third-party apps continue to be introduced, there is concern about the clinical accuracy of these apps and the potential for patient harm. The challenge is that the use of apps that are built without using sound clinical knowledge can produce incorrect conclusions or readings. So the opportunity is twofold. First, to support initiatives that review and rank the validity and safety of mobile health apps, and second, to be determined based on the Public Health Data Systems Task Force discussions. So thinking what can we do around mobile apps based on what we learn about how the Public Health Task Force suggests ONC go forward.
There's probably an opportunity in education as well, Carolyn, in terms of, you know, there are digital therapeutics that undergo FDA approval, and that's not what we're talking about. I don't know if that's, from a public's perspective, that's not known. You know, the digital therapeutic is something I'm going to prescribe to one of my patients. There may be a cost, there may be something, the cost that I'm paying for, but versus going to, you know, the app store and just downloading this diabetes tracker that's supposed to help me with my insulin dosing, that doesn't have that kind of approval. So there may be an educational piece of this as well.
I would say it's not only educational in the sense of helping people understand the difference between an app that is regulated as a medical device versus, you know, an app that you can just get at the app store. But also I'm wondering what the role for health IT would be in recognizing something about the app that can pull up an alert perhaps or in some other way notify the user that this is not a reviewed, FDA-approved sort of medical device type app. It's an entertainment app.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, that's just kind of spitballing, but it in terms of...
Because they're going to look the same to you, right?
And,
I mean, you download it, you put it on your phone, and how am I to know that's any different?
Absolutely. Maybe to frame that, we should be framing that more broadly as actions, functions that can be undertaken or accomplished via health IT that help to alert the user to the need for additional education or awareness.
Yeah, that's good.
The new standard. And of course, that, I mean, given that people get so much of their record through patient portals, trying to think through what the connection might be there. There's some sort of education or awareness work that can happen through a portal.
That's a good point. And if you've got your, quote, chart on your phone now, you can filter that information through any app, and the outcome may or may not be clinically validated.
Yeah, I think there's more here that can be thought through and discussed, and perhaps taking a look at the research later in the fall will help us propose some recommendations. I feel like I'm kind of designing on the fly, and that's not usually the way to get to the best answer.
Agreed. Agreed.
Fun, but... Okay.
But I think it just emphasizes this is one that I don't know. Maybe, Mike, maybe there's something going on that we're aware of, but I've not read anything about some kind of, you know, initiative from the government's perspective to not necessarily regulate, but label.
Right. I recall we had that presentation from Dr. Fakul. It was FDA earlier in the year, in January. Perhaps there's something coming out of that work that would support this.
Good point.
In any event, it's something we can research and take a look at later on in the year. Other topics to look into for patient access to information. We don't have any on our list today.
Not from me, Cal.
Do we need to say something about technology that helps to assess where information blocking is occurring?
Say some more.
Or is that more of an evaluative process that HITECH would be disinclined to take up?
Can
sure
you give me an example?
So the information blocking regulations are in place, and providers and facilities are not supposed to be withholding information. Is there a HITECH recommendation around what should be done to assess whether that's really happening? What are the exceptions that are being used, and how often are they being used? And from that, perhaps some evaluation as to whether they're being used in the way they were intended, or if they are being used to continue the processes that we are trying to prevent in the first place. I recall
so an audit of sorts.
Seven exceptions, yeah. It's an auditing kind of function.
I mean, it certainly would be interesting to understand, because I can tell you from the CMIO perspective, there's still a lot of disagreement as to how people are interpreting the regulations. I mean, we're releasing everything immediately with the exception of Huntington's, which we never order. That's not my colleagues, even just within the state, that's not the way they're handling it, particularly pathology, even after the very specific Q&A that ONC put out, I think, in January. I think it would be part of HITECH's responsibility to follow up on an audit and then make any suggestions, but is that, Mike, are we out of bounds there, or is that something that we could talk about?
I'm sorry, Brett, I didn't hear you.
With an audit of the information blocking, is that something that's already planned. I just was saying to Carolyn that there's different interpretations of the legislation and the rules, despite some of the very specific ONC Q&As that people have undertaken, or do we wait till lawsuits happen and see how it shakes out? Does ONC have auditing plans?
I don't know the answer to your question. We'd have to get back to you on that, Brett.
Okay.
Why don't we add a line, landscape analysis topic there, and just note it something like audit process, info blocking rule audit process or something. And when Aaron is back, and if we get additional members, perhaps in another future meeting, we can talk about this more fully and think
okay.
about what kind of recommendations that might look like. And at that point, we would, you know, be able to understand if it's something that's out of our range.
Perfect.
So we also have privacy and security as another area to come up with additional landscape analysis topics. I'm not sure if this is close enough to health IT to be something that's within the high tax purview, but it would be interesting to assess how the public feels about health IT forms that could impact privacy and security. For example, has public opinion about things like contact tracing changed? Where are we at now, and what are going to be the public concerns and perhaps challenges to overcome if new technologies related to public health or other situations are implemented or are being looked at? I mean, there's the download data for some of those apps, but I think that's been a year or more for some of those things. It might be, I'm wondering if there's like public opinion data or other kinds of information that can help better understand the situation to lead to better health IT design and implementation that is more in tune with what users expect around privacy and security.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that. I wonder if you would include the recent ransomware attacks in terms of undermining some of that as well.
Those are excellent topics. Influence of malware and ransomware and how that impacts what users will do and what needs to be done by health IT to make technology acceptable and used.
I think you're doing pretty good on the fly.
Oh, good. I have to confess, I'm feeling a bit of issue fatigue because we've had so much to think about and to sort of assimilate and process. Maybe I'm feeling a little slower on the off the blocks.
One, it's good to understand where we are in terms of taking it offline. Because robotics might be a more of a privacy and security issue currently, although I don't know as far as emerging issue what someone was looking at in terms of the gap and challenge. Michelle, do you remember how that was added and context to robotics?
I'd have to look back at last year. It was an emerging issue. I think it probably was more a privacy and security angle, considering it came from Aaron And that's his primary interest. You have to search the report first.
Okay.
Is there value in taking a look at blockchain in terms of privacy and security? I ask because it seems like maybe 3 years ago that was a very hot topic, and there was a lot of expectation that that would really change things. And I'm certainly not steeped in it in the way that I am in some other things, but I'm wondering if that's really come to pass or if, for whatever reason, we've kind of moved beyond it.
Certainly an area to investigate, yeah.
Or alternatively, you know, is what comes out of it that it's not going to be a game changer and we should be looking for the next new thing?
Good question.
And I'm thinking back again under patient access to information, if there's anything to be investigated in terms of the digital divide and broadband, if there's something we've learned about looking at pandemic data and understanding where things were worse, if there's some connection with broadband or other accessibility for people in terms of getting online and managing their health, telehealth appointments, accessing testing and vaccinations, and being able to make appointments and such. Okay, I think we've mentioned that as a topic in previous years, but we didn't look at it in terms of the pandemic. I'm wondering if there's anything new there to think about, or if it's just another flavor of the same thing.
It's worth looking at, understanding a little bit further.
Okay.
So you have the option, if you want, to circle back to the interoperability section in this document. That's the previous page. You covered some of the topics just now in the topic list. But if you want to double check this chart in this document, you could.
Okay. So, are you online, Brett, or do you want me to read this?
I'm on.
Okay, then I won't read it all out for you. I don't see disparities called out. I see health equity. I'm wondering if we need to bring in disparities at all, or social determinants of health.
Yeah, I like adding expand health equity and disparities. Area initiatives. Because those could be two very different things. But again, we may want to wait and just round back after the HDF task force.
I'm trying to think of what Christina would say. She was really, really good at articulating the gaps and challenges and opportunities in this area. Well, maybe we can add them to the list without getting too specific and keep that in mind when we review what comes out of the Public Health Data Systems Group.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you have other sections for us that you would like us to review today, Michelle?
I do not. I think this is still some progress that we can use to get to the next meeting in July.
It feels like right now a lot of things are dependent on the public health data systems output, and those recommendations are still in draft, and some not even really draft formulated yet. So I hesitate to try to get more specific about any of that because it might really change.
I have a question. It might be too early, but do you see in the final report that public health will still be a very dominant part of the report?
I think it's unavoidable, don't you?
I do, and I think probably also because as the charge is framed for that task force, there's an emphasis on bidirectional flow of data and greater integration between public health and the clinical environment to try to make it more of a single ecosystem. And that will also highlight areas and new issues to think about. So we'll see clinical stuff coming out of those recommendations, I suspect. It'll be fairly dominant. And of course, it'll feed things like privacy and security, you know, and information access for consumers. When is our next meeting? Just out of curiosity.
I think it's the 22nd of July. It was in our slides today.
Yeah, you're right, the 22nd of July and then August 20th.
Right, yes, on the screen now. Right, so we'll have a tight window between the July high-tech meeting when you may have a draft ready of that report and try to build some of that into our crosswalk so we can discuss it on the 22nd.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we won't be able to bring back to high-tech any other work that comes out of the Public Health Data Systems Task Force after the July 14 meeting because of the executive order and the fact that HITECH doesn't meet until September. So it'll be a small turnaround, but whatever gets approved and agreed upon at the July HITECH meeting is what we'll have. That won't change. I'm not feeling like we have anything else to cover. Is there anything else that you wanted us to look at or to do today, Michelle?
No, this is exactly what we needed and close to the amount of time I thought it might take. So we're on track.
Well, great. Is it too early to go to the public comment, Mike?
No, we can do that. Operator, can we open up the line for public comments?
If you would like to make a comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your line from the queue. And for participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we poll for questions. There are no comments at this time.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn?
Well, it feels like we got quite a lot done today in a relatively brief amount of time. I would ask again, Michelle, if there's anything that you or your team would like from Brett and I today.
I think you're good.
Okay. Follow us thoughts. Or final considerations, Brett?
No, appreciate your time, everybody. Maybe we'll have some other folks join us so they won't get so tired of listening to us.
I have no further comments or questions. I want to reiterate my appreciation to Brett and to ONC for all your support in helping us to bring this report forward. feels like we accomplished what we set out to do today, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where we can go with the public health data systems recommendations and the rest of this work starting next month. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.